The word no at the right time is powerful when it is accompanied by yes at the right time. This is Dr. Arvell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. The word no at the right time is powerful when it is accompanied by yes at the right time. I can only think of what I'm doing right now. I'm training my wonderful golden retriever, Rex, each morning and evening as we take a walk together. He likes to pull on the leash. And as he pulls on the leash, excuse me, let's back up. He doesn't like to pull on the leash. He likes to walk wonderfully with me. If I say for just 1 minute that he likes to pull on the leash, I am empowering that. And I'm not interested in empowering that because I am training him to walk comfortably on the leash with a bit of a drape in it. So, as we walk along, should he ever pull on the leash, I say no. And then I make the leash drape just a bit by letting it fall by his side. And as it drapes by his side, I say yes, yes, yes. And if he pulls, I say, no. And then he looks at me, and he slows down and walks nearer, closer to me. And then I say, yes, yes, yes. This goes on momentarily. For the most of our walk, I don't have to say anything. He walks with the leash draped between us in a comfortable way, and I can enjoy it tremendously. It's a great joy. Now, before I said no and yes to him, he would pull at the leash and my muscles would grow on my arms. And I'm not kidding you, they'd grow because he's a big boy. And it was a strain for him around his neck and throat, I'm sure. And it was a strain for my arms. And then I began saying, don't do that. Walk more gently. Be more careful. Come on now, you don't need to pull like that. Now don't do that. Just walk more gently. Now, come on now. And I would sort of argue with him, and I would beg with him, and do silly things. And then all of a sudden, I said to him at one point, no. With a sharp no, gentle but sharp. And he looked at me, and he stopped doing what he was doing. And another time, he was doing something he shouldn't do. He was biting too hard on my hand with his sharp teeth, and I was saying, no. That hurts. You've got sharp teeth. Don't do that. That hurts. You see, now all of this other nonsense, that hurts you. He doesn't need any explanation. He doesn't need me to tell him the whys and the wherefore. He merely needs to know what is acceptable conduct, what is acceptable action on his part, so that he can be a beautiful, delightful friend for me. He is not interested in my whining. He is not interested in my wishful thinking and complaining and so forth. He is only interested in being a delightful companion for me. And he wants to know instantly what he should do without me cajoling him. He wants to know instantly what he should do with just a word. And so we have chosen the word no, a gentle, simple word, not shouting it, not screaming it, not shouting everything else, just no. And he stops doing whatever it is that he's doing. If he is doing something that he's about to turn over a plant because he's bumping into it, I say no. And he stops doing what he's doing and looks at me and says, I guess this is something I shouldn't be doing. And then he does something else. He doesn't care. He's not bound by something that he's doing. He's not controlled by something he's doing. He doesn't need to do something he's doing. Whatever he's doing, it can be an instant this way and an instant that way. I will be using the chai machine lying on the floor, and it shakes my feet and wiggles my body. And he comes up to me with his toy. And his toy, he may have just taken a drink from his water dish, and his mouth is all wet, and he picks up his toy and it's all wet. And he comes over to me and he puts it in my nose. He says, come on, play with me. I say, no, no, no. And I'm laying there. And then he says, well, I guess he didn't like that toy. Okay, we'll try a different one. So he brings over his plastic bottle that the pure lemon juice had come in, nice stout bottle. And he takes it and he bumps it on my head. He says, come on, play with me. And I ignore him as I lie there with the chai machine relaxing me. And then he comes over with an old piece of nylon rope that he loves to play with. And he tosses that around me. Then he leaps across my body and he lies down next to me. And then he gets up and leaps across to the other side. He does anything he can to attract my attention. Now, he doesn't need to play with one object or another. He just wants me to play with him. And then after a while, he lays down and sits there and says, okay, I'll wait for you. So patiently, he waits. And I just say the word no, and I say it quietly and lovingly, and he knows that that is something he is not to do. And then I say yes, 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 yes. And he knows that that is acceptable behavior. We can use this in all areas of our life. We can have a cold coming on. We say, no. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We acknowledge that the cold is coming on. We acknowledge that the thing seems to be there, but we will not accept that type of behavior. We will not accept that, and we say, no. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. We say yes to health. We say no to limitation. I can't seem to find this. I don't know where it is. Now, those are the no's, and those are silly. We say, I know where it is, whatever I'm looking for. I know what I'm doing. I am competent. I am confident in myself. I know what I'm doing. You see, we say no at the right time, and it's powerful when it's accompanied by a yes at the right time, too. We are in charge of our mind, our bodies, and our affairs. Whatever thoughts we have in our mind, whatever thoughts we have in our bodies, whatever thoughts we have in our affairs, we are that. You know, I was thinking, here we are, University of Philosophy, University of Healing. Here we are, a school of positive thinking. And in many of my lectures, I don't mention anything about that. In the title, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing. But that's the last moment I give to the mentioning that we are an organization that teaches these things. And then I thought back to Marcus Aurelius, one of our early philosophers and writers. Marcus Aurelius, in expressing his great and wonderful philosophy on many, many, many areas, did not preface his remarks with, I am Marcus Aurelius, the emperor of Rome. I am this, I am that. He didn't say those things at all. All he said was, this is a statement of truth. He didn't say that either. He just said the statement. Because whatever statements he said were said as statements of truth. He was accepted as a brilliant mind, which he was and is. He was accepted as a fine consciousness, and he didn't say, I am a great philosopher, I am this, I am that. He didn't say any of those things. All he said was the truth about himself. All he said was what he believed. He didn't preface it with any conditionalism that would make people think, this is a great philosopher. Did you ever hear Socrates saying, now I'm speaking to you on philosophy. Did you ever hear Kant say, this is my philosophy? He gave you his way of thinking, and that was his philosophy. Now, Kierkegaard, one of the great religious theologians and philosophers, what did he talk about? Did he say, this is a theologian, this is a philosophy of religion? No. He spoke of it as though it were his everyday life, it were his everyday living. He said no to that which he did not choose to experience in his life, and he said yes to those things that he believed in. All people do this. We do it whether we do it knowingly or not. Every man, woman, child, being on the face of the earth is a philosopher, speaking their word of truth about themselves. Some do it very simply, as these words, the word no at the right time is powerful when it is accompanied by yes at the right time. It's a very powerful statement. Other people have beautiful statements that they say that change people's lives, that change their lives, that give them a foundation for their positive thinking, and they're great and wonderful. It's a grand experience. So, as we think of philosophy, as we think of the University of Healing, as we think of putting the right causes in motion for our life and our body and our affairs, let us not think of it so much in the words of great master teachers as Jesus or Socrates or Plato or whomever. Let us think of it just as positive thinking, just as a way of living that brings great results in our life. And as we think in that way, we think in such a happy, fulfilled, magnificent way that everything we do is wonderful. Everything we do is good and very good. And my dog, Rex, responds to no and yes nicely. And when he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing and I want him to stop running, I could say no and he would stop. But I say, sit. And then I can go over and take charge of the circumstances. So sometimes we have to use the word sit too. That means desist whatever you're doing and sit. Be at peace. Forget all that was on your mind that was leading you astray. And now consider who you are. Saying no, even no like sit, at the right time is powerful when it's accompanied by a yes at the right time. And when I say sit to my dog, I go over and snuggle his head and I say, you are so wonderful. Regardless that he had been doing something bad, he sat for me. He stopped. He knew that what he had been doing should stop so that he could sit for me. And that I appreciated. That I loved. Will he sit again the next time? Oh, yes. Will he cooperate with me as we live together? Oh, yes. Will he be an ideal companion? Oh, yes. And he'll be an ideal companion because every moment of my life, I create him that way. I expect him to be that way. And he is. We can do that with all areas of our life. We can create it to be our companion, to be our beneficiary, to be that which is wonderful and good in our life. And so it is. Have a lovely day and know I love you, I love you, I love you.